Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today we're going to talk about how to choose a crypto wallet. This is perhaps the second most important decision. I was going to say the most important decision you make in your crypto journey. I actually think it's probably the second most important. It's right up there with which chains and which cryptos you want to be involved with. And then choosing, your second choice is choosing a wallet to hold your coins. I want to start this conversation with an incredibly important point that I don't care if you've heard it before, you can't hear it too many times. Not your keys, not your coins. So there are what are called either centralized wallets or custody wallets, things like that. These are, for example, if you go to Coinbase to buy some coins, Coinbase has a wallet. Very convenient. That is a centralized wallet. Notice that on your Coinbase account, for whichever you'll have, you'll basically have a public key for each type of crypto that you own, right? So you have a Polkadot account, you know, when Geode gets on there, eventually you have a Geode account, you might have a Bitcoin account, might have an Ethereum account. And what you're seeing there are the public keys for those. Notice that you do not see the private keys. Why? Because they didn't tell you them. Because they hold them. They have custody of your coins. Not your keys, not your coins. Technically, it's your coins. But they can pull them out anytime. So I personally recommend that although you are going to use exchanges to buy coin, and you may use their wallet for convenience for some things, don't leave your coins in a wallet that you do not have full control over. So what you're going to want is what's called a self-custody wallet. What does that mean? Self-custody. That means you are in charge of it. Your keys, your coins. You have the password. You have the seed phrase. You have all the keys. You are the only one that can access that wallet. Your coins are not being kept on some centralized server somewhere. They are in your possession, self-custody. So that's number one. You definitely, absolutely, absolutely want a self-custody wallet. Now that we've said that, and you want to take your coins off, you want to buy your coins on exchanges, and you're going to move them to your self-custody wallet. And there are videos on how to do that. Once you choose which self-custody wallet you want, you can go look into how to do that. So how to pick one? Because there are just dozens, if not hundreds of them out there. Many are reputable. Some are not. Many have excellent security. Some do not. So you want to be super careful, because if you're going to get hacked, it might be in your wallet, especially if you're kind of new to crypto and you might be a little naive and you might click on links you shouldn't click on. Frankly, we're all vulnerable to that. You want to be very, very careful and very, very suspicious. Be very, very untrusting. Be very Gen X. Gen X. Okay, so what I'm going to talk about today are the five wallets that work with Geode blockchain. And they work with others too. None of these are native to Geode. These are all third-party wallets. And they work with lots of different chains, especially chains built on Substrate and other things too. Also, I think most of these also work with Ethereum, or at least three of them. So anyway, very cool. I'm going to run through these real quick. I'm going to talk about my personal favorites and why. And let's get into that. So if you're working on Geode or any other Substrate chain or anything else. So I know that MetaMask is the word you expect me to say, and actually not one of the five I'm going to talk about today. MetaMask is the 800-pound gorilla of wallets. Go check it out. Geode is not integrated with MetaMask yet, so I'm going to leave that one off. It is a great wallet choice. for a lot of chains. So definitely worth checking out at some point for other chains. But let's start on what works on Geode blockchain. And there's five really interesting wallets here. And you may not have heard of them all. So the first one I want to talk about is the Polkadot.js extension. It is both a wallet that is a mechanism for storing your coins and a signer. A signer is being a signer, whether or not your wallet is also a signer. This is a function that allows you to sign transactions in the portal or sign transactions on chain. So every time you do something on chain, you're signing it, right? Instead of logging in when you first get there, you are waiting until you actually take action. And then it says, okay, and who's taking this action? And you're signing it with your password or with for a particular account, right? And that's when your wallet needs to step in. Now, not every wallet can sign. So I want you to separate those concepts. Separate those ideas. Not every wallet can sign. Some wallets can store coins and sign. So ideally, you would want one that does both, but you may not actually need one that does both, and it depends. So we'll talk about that. So the first one is Polkadot.js extension, built by the folks at Parity. Fabulous. Simple. Simple, simple. One of the reasons why I like it. Not a lot of extra flash. Some would say, well, it's not very exciting. You know what? I don't need my wallet to be exciting. I need it to be secure. That's where I prefer. So it is both a wallet and a signer. And so this is very nice. The next one that we can look at is called Subwallet. Subwallet has a lot of cool features. It is not necessarily going to be a signer. So if you just want to hold your coins and be able to send your coins to other people, they got you. And doing it very well, as far as I can tell. Another cool option is Polkadot Vault. Now, this is kind of cool. If you're looking for a cold storage option, a lot of people will look at Ledger. And I can hear you now. Back up. What is cold storage? Cold storage is, I don't just want a wallet that's sitting on my phone or my laptop or my desktop or whatever. But maybe you want a phone that actually detaches. It's a piece of hardware. It's a device. And I detach it so from the internet completely. That's called cold storage. So that I can keep it from being hacked. And then I reattach it to my phone, my laptop, my whatever, when I want to use it. And then I detach it again. That's cold storage. Ledger is a legend in the cold storage world. So if you're working on other chains, not Geode, but if you're working with Polkadot, Ethereum, etc., Ledger, absolutely awesome choice. And great reputation as well. Polkadot Vault is a clever little thing. If you don't want to foot the price for Ledger, Polkadot Vault is a piece of software that you can install on an Android device. So the idea is you would take an old Android phone, take the SIM card out. You're not going to use it as a phone. Just get an old junky Android, whatever. I mean, not too junky, because you don't want it to quit on you and then you can't access your coins. Right? Understand? So you want it to be good, but it's okay if it's older, because the only thing you're going to do on that Android device is run this app. And this app turns an old Android device into cold storage. Pretty cool, huh? Definitely remember to take the SIM card out and not have connectivity on that. Otherwise, it's not actually cold storage. Then there's a wallet called Enkrypt. E-N-K-R-Y-P-T. Enkrypt. And another one called Fearless, which frankly, I just like the name. Enkrypt and Fearless are both wallets and can act as signers. And so I have experimented with all of these on Geode to ensure that they work. And so, you know, it's a wallet and it's a signer. So how do you decide between even just these five? If you need cold storage, and if you're at the beginning of your crypto journey, maybe you're not ready for that. But when you get deeper into your crypto journey, you will eventually want cold storage. So if you're at that point where you want cold storage for your coins, go get Polkadot Vault. That will work with Geode, and it will work with any other substrate chain, and it will work with Polkadot and other cool stuff too. Grab an old Android device, put Polkadot Vault on it, and there you go. If you're more at the beginning of your crypto journey and you're like, well, I do want self-custody, but I'm not ready for the complexities of cold storage yet, then my personal favorite is Polkadot.js extension, because it's just so simple. It's visually very simple and uncomplicated, and I like that personally. You know, add an account is a big plus sign right in the middle. Everything's rather obvious, not 100%, I'm sure, but it's rather obvious as wallets go. I like Encrypt and Fearless because they are signers as well. So that's a nice feature to have. It's a wallet and it's a signer that I can use on the Geode portal to sign transactions and do things. So both Encrypt and Fearless are kind of second and third for me in terms of that. Sub wallet will come in last. It's a great wallet. Thumbs up. It's a great wallet if all you need is a wallet. I just want to have coins and I just want to send coins. That's it. Then it's awesome. Then that's great. And who knows, maybe a signing capability for the portal will come along on that one later. I don't know. Not under our control. So these are all third-party wallets. Regardless of which one you look at, make sure that you do for yourself, get a sense of how secure this is for you. Get a sense of the reputation of these wallets. Do not just take my word for it. Go and research it yourself. As you get into the world of crypto, you want to get to a point where you only trust your own research. Trust your own research. Go and do your own research for this. And you can get to them all. So if you go to geochain.com and you scroll down, all five of them are sitting there on the screen for you. They're all linked, and it will link you out to go explore all five of them. So go check them out. So to recap, not your keys, not your coins. I highly recommend a self-custody wallet. If you're working with Geode, I really like Polkadot.js extension. Secondarily, I like Encrypt and Fearless is pretty good. If you need cold storage, go for Polkadot Vault. If all you need is a simple wallet, I just want to send coins around and that's it, then Sub Wallet is an awesome choice. Check them out. Play with them. See what's right for you. And if you have questions, send them on in. Send questions, thoughts, and ideas. If you have others that work nicely with substrate chains, let me know. I have experimented with a few others that didn't work that well with Geode, but these five I know work well. So thanks for joining me. Let me know what other questions you have as you go along your crypto journey, and I will see you next time.